What do you do when God's promises seem bigger than your circumstances? Abraham's life was built on a promise. God promised descendants as numerous as the stars. God promised blessing for all the nations through Abraham. God promised a future that Abraham could not see. And the remarkable thing is that Abraham believed God before he saw any evidence. And that's the nature of faith. Faith doesn't create God's promises. Faith simply rests upon them. Too often we live by sight instead of by promise. We evaluate our future by what we see in front of us rather than by what God has spoken. When circumstances look dark, God's promises remain true. When the future feels uncertain, God's promises remain true. When life doesn't make sense, God's promises remain true. And Abraham teaches us that faith is not wishful thinking. Faith is confidence in the character of God. It's believing that the God who made the promise is trustworthy enough to keep it. And the Christian has even greater reason for confidence than Abraham did. We have the completed scriptures. We have the cross. We have the empty tomb. We have centuries of evidence demonstrating God's faithfulness to us. The same God who kept his promise to Abraham is keeping his promises to you. So stand on the promise and trust the promiser. What promise of God do you need to hold on to today? Here's a prayer that you can pray with me. Lord, strengthen my faith to trust your promises, even when I cannot yet see their fulfillment. Here are two peoples that you can pray for today. Garrison Orellana and his family are national change makers in Peru. And also the Sandoway Life Word broadcast that's for the people of Tanzania.